I'm Ryan Vasquez, Alabama Public Radio News. Once powerful Democrats are challenging legislative districts drawn by Alabama Republicans, APR's Dan Engel reports the redistricting has helped shrink Democratic representation to just 8 seats in the state Senate.
All of the districts represented by Democrats in Alabama have African Americans as the majority. Black Democrats say the GOP did it by misusing a landmark voting rights law intended to ensure the right to vote for Southern blacks to instead limit their voting strength. They argue that Republicans relied too heavily on race to draw new electoral maps following the 2010 census. The case goes before the Supreme Court tomorrow. Last year, a conservative majority on the court effectively blocked a key component of the Voting Rights Act, and this case will be watched closely for signs that the rest of the law could be in peril. Stan Engold, APR News.
Defense lawyers are asking a federal judge to free former Governor Don Siegelman while he appeals his 2006 bribery conviction. A hearing is scheduled for December 15th in the case after defense lawyers argued a release is merited since the appeal has dragged on far longer than anyone anticipated. An appellate judge gave Judge Clay D. Land of Georgia the case after Alabama judges recused themselves. Several events are taking place this week along the Gulf Coast to commemorate Veterans Day. APR student reporter Sable Washington has more.
Alabama's Gulf Coast has a number of events spanning the next few days, from parades, programs, and luncheons. Two veterans being honored in the Mobile Bay area are Major General Carl McNair, Jr., who served in the Vietnam War, and Seymour Cy Lechenfeld, who served in World War II. Various businesses are also providing all retired and active duty veterans with free deals on food. The annual Veterans Day Parade will be held along Government Street in downtown Mobile, with a second parade at the Bay Manette Intermediate School. Foley will host its annual Veterans Day Parade today, and Summerdale will host a Veterans Day program this evening at 6 at the Municipal Complex. For APR News, I'm Sable Washington in Tuscaloosa.
And the University of Alabama at Birmingham and Alabama State University have been given a $1.5 million federal grant to research disparities in cancer rates. University officials say the money will also be used in a bid to boost training and treatment of cancer in underserved communities. Now for a look at the forecast, here's meteorologist Richard Scott.
Expect a cloudy sky for this Tuesday night. Overnight lows will fall back at the 40s across northern Alabama. A few light showers overnight. For a Wednesday, it will be cold across north Alabama, but the southern half of the state will be a touch warmer. A cold front will sweep through the entire state as we go into Thursday and Friday. We are talking about highs in the 40s for areas near and north of I-20 on Thursday and Friday. On WVUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News.